More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want to know who's educating your kids in colleges and just how radical they've become, here's one example of it. One professor who's teaching your children, right? This is one of those professors that we are supposed to love and never question who they are, what they believe in, where they came from, actually said, "May her pain be excruciating." The professor is wishing the dying Queen Elizabeth more suffering. Hours before the death of Queen Elizabeth was announced, a Carnegie Mellon professor blasted the UK as a genocidal empire and wished the 96-year-old monarch excruciating pain, quote-unquote. The professor who teaches linguistics and critical race studies at Carnegie Mellon University, according to the website, sent out her remarks, of course, via Twitter, because why not hide behind a computer screen while you're doing it? She sent it out at the time the beloved queen's death had not yet been announced. I heard the chief monarch of a thriving, raping, genocidal empire is finally dying. May her pain be excruciating, she tweeted. This is a woman who's got the blue check mark next to her name, so she must be important, right? Now, before I continue on this, I got to tell you about our good friends over at Patriot Mobile. If you want to know what the left's real plan is for your kids, just look at the reaction to what Patriot Mobile did in multiple school districts in Texas. The left literally lost their mind, is now attacking the company. Now, Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative mobile phone provider, and they are a force for conservative values. That's because they take a portion of your bill every month at no extra cost to you, and they fund conservative causes and candidates who believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, and the Second Amendment. Plus, Patriot Mobile saves you, your family, and even your business money. All you got to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Or call them to find out how much you can save. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation and other discounts by using the promo code Ferguson. That's 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ben. All right, now let me get back to this story. A lot of people like this tweet. 14,600 likes at the time of the tweet. After the news broke of the Queen's death, the professor who hails from Nigeria doubled down with another nasty social media saying, quote, "If anyone expects me to express anything but disdain for the monarch who supervised a government that sponsored the genocide that massacred and displaced half my family and the consequences of which those alive today are still trying to overcome, you can keep wishing upon a star." At least she's eloquent when she writes it. She was referencing the massacre of between 8,000 to 30,000 LGBO people in 1966 in Nigeria when I reported 1 million LGBOs fled the southern, or excuse me, the eastern part of Nigeria, where they were, that area was dominated. On May 30th, 1967, the head of the eastern region declared the state, and British supported the Nigerian forces at war with Biafra, which shrank to one-tenth of its size during the war. And I said 1 million children starved to death in a human rights crisis that horrified the world at the time. When a parent Nigerian on social media slammed her, writing, "Why don't you come back to Nigeria and live under your people's leadership?" She replied, "Come here and carry me," prompting the actual Nigerian to answer, "We already have enough hypocrites here." She wrote back, because this is classic professor, you know, intellectual arguing, "I didn't ask about your mama." That prompted one social media user to slam the professor, saying, "Of the queen, she'll always be a better person than you could ever hope to be." Now, this woman served as an assistant professor of clinical education at the University of Southern Cal from 2012 to 2016, then as assistant professor at the Second Language Learning at Penn State University before working at Carnegie Mellon. "I come from a multilingual, multicultural, multinational background," she stated in an interview on the CMU website. "I was born in Nigeria to a Nigerian dad and a mom from Trinidad and Tobago. I came to the U.S. when I was 10 years old." The day before her tweet targeting Queen Elizabeth, she also offered more insight into her personal life, saying this: "Someone DM'd," meaning direct message, "the most hilarious thread of Nigerian homophobes discussing their obsession with my life as a lesbian once married to a man. I save so much money living rent-free in people's heads." This is a professor that's indoctrinating your kids at the highest level. "Haters are my most loyal fans, I swear, spending obscene amounts of their precious time life watching and envying mine," she added. By the way, Nigeria in 1960 gained its independence from Great Britain, which had controlled it since 1861 and made it a colony in 1914. In 1963, the African nation became a republic. So she thinks that the, you know, British are evil and deserve horrible deaths. Just so you know what happened afterwards, bloodshed has continued in that nation in recent years. In May, 20 Nigerian Christians were murdered by the Islamic group ISIS. In June, 40 Christians were murdered by terrorists in a church in Owo. As far back as 2014, 59 Christian school boards were burned alive or shot, and 276 Christian schoolgirls were kidnapped. According to Breakpoint, 13 Christians per day were killed in Nigeria last year alone. So it's genocide on Christians in Nigeria, and that's who she's proud of ruling the country. In the last 12 years, 43,000 Christians have been killed by Islamic radicals in Nigeria, which have basically taken over in that country that she says is a good thing now. Just thought I'd throw out a little facts there, but hey, who cares about those, right? If you're not paying attention to who's educating your kids, because this is not a one-off anymore, this has become very normal. These are the people that are going in the, and they're playing the long game here, y'all. They're very, very smart. They understand that you're not paying attention, and they understand that parents just think, "Oh, my kid should get into and go to the best university that we can afford," or they get into, and it doesn't matter what the costs are, and they don't ask any questions. They don't ask any questions, and they don't look at the professors. They don't look at what they're writing. And all these professors, by the way, they throw all this stuff out online. You just have to see it. It's no longer a hidden agenda. They'll put it out there for you every day, and you can see what your kids are being indoctrinated with. And if you want to know why your kids are turning against you, if you want to know how they come back from school so jacked up and messed up, this is why. Because many parents aren't looking at the schools that they're sending their kids to. This, by the way, includes high schools and junior highs and elementary schools. They're indoctrinating you, or excuse me, let me rephrase it. They're indoctrinating your kids to turn against you. That's what they're doing. And if you think that the world isn't trying to get activists on the cover of magazines to make your kids want to be like them, I'll give you a great example. We don't have real American icons anymore. Now we have who the left have chosen to be our icons. You look at Jennifer Lawrence, who had no problem loving on Harvey Weinstein, but then calls out and said that she has to get counseling for Tucker Carlson this week. You look at Meghan Merkel, who no one can stand, who's over in the UK right now, who hates that country and now hates America. She's on the front of the Cut magazine this week. You look at AOC, A conversation about masculinity, power, and politics in the post-Roe America is on the cover of GQ magazine. Vogue is Jennifer Lawrence and this chick, because she married somebody, right, that is famous, who is a hardcore lefty. Meghan Markle is on the front of the Cut New York magazine. They're trying to occupy every aspect and every institution that your kids look up to or think are important, whether it's holding the name professor or doctor. Hell, look at the guy who just got the job as the deputy monkeypox director at the White House. Have you seen this sick dude? Joe Biden's even called him an unconventional deputy monkeypox coordinator.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
His name is Dimitri. He's an open Satanist, proudly wearing the symbol of the Church of Satan, the pentagram, and has it all over social media, even mocking Christians. He has his shirt of the Church of Satan up there. He said that we did not use the new Hood by Air shirt to unlock the gates of hell, hashtag Christmas, mocking Christians on Christmas. This is the guy that you're now paying to be in charge of the monkeypox response. Now, how do you find this guy, right? Well, let me tell you a little bit about him. This new deputy monkeypox coordinator, Dr. Dimitri, made his first public appearance at the White House press briefing room this week, but has already reached celebrity status in the gay and Satanist community. That's a nice combo right there. After his debut at the press briefing, photos of a magazine cover featuring Dr. Dimitri bearing his chest in a leather undergarment went viral. I kid you not. This is the guy who's in charge of the monkeypox response. As a progressive radical gay doctor, that's his words, serving in the Division of Disease Control at the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, he was already the subject of the glowing media profiles. That's how the White House, I guess, found this Satanist to be in charge of public health on monkeypox. He also has a public Instagram profile, features several images of him loving to wear costumes. NBC News reported back in 2018 that this doctor, who you're paying now to be in charge of fighting monkeypox, who loves Satan, helped fight off a meningitis outbreak. You ready for this? This is an actual quote from the article. By promoting vaccines, occasionally dressed in drag as a nurse to take the edge off the injection, quote unquote. The Atlantic hailed this doctor as New York City's gay health warrior in 2014 for becoming, quote, a familiar face in sex clubs to promote awareness of HIV and AIDS. Going to the sex clubs. It's the guy who's now in charge of our monkeypox response. What could possibly go wrong? Quote, he says, I learned my bedside manner from East Village drag queens, he said. Metro Source, source for gay news, hailed this doctor and his persona of hunky Dr. Dimitri as he worked in the gay community. Fear, quote unquote, he said, is not an effective way to convince people to take care of their sexual health, he said in the interview. People have sex for pleasure, this doctor says, and unless we embrace that, we aren't going to be able to message strategies that help prevent and improve our population's sexual health. That's why he goes to the sex clubs and dresses up in Satan garb. No big deal here. He then went on to say he's proud that we are, quote, sexed up medicine. That is what we do. I approach this from a nightlife perspective, he said in a 2010 interview. In 2016, Dr. Satan explained that he changed his title to, quote, queer health warrior to be more inclusive of the transgender community. I was dubbed the gay health warrior and kind of realized that with all of the work we're doing in the transgender space, the gender nonconforming space, it's a lie. That it's not really accurate to what I'm doing anymore. This is what he said in an interview with The Guardian. Dr. Satan, celebrity activism in New York, it fueled his rise to national health positions, and he was named the new head of the HIV prevention for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention at the CDC. So you're paying this guy's salary. You're welcome, America. This is what you get when you put people like Biden in office. Biden's failure to control the spread of monkeypox, particularly in the gay male community, sparked government officials to again reach out to the celebrity Satanist doctor known and loved in the gay sex club community. We've scaled up access to testing and treatment, as well as ensuring that the, and this is getting long now, you ready for this? It's the new list. LGBTQAI plus individuals know how to reduce their risk. He said that during the briefing after his team announced their plan to target pride parades across the country with vaccines. He also spoke during the briefing about the importance of not creating a stigma surrounding this virus of monkeypox. It's just about gay people, even though the number one way that it's spreading is literally gay sex. Signaling to people who are in the gay, bisexual, or other men who have had sex with men communities, and also transgender people who have sex with men, that it's really important to have awareness. If it's circulating in the community, is really a critical part of the messaging while not generating, you know, inordinate concern and really focusing on the infection as linked to an identity, he said. So I guess he's going to head to the sex clubs for gay men and the transgendered LGBTQI community wearing his Satan leather undergarments to reach out with your tax dollars. There's your plan. So we've got a guy who's in charge of monkeypox. It's an open Satanist who wears Satanist bondage outfits to sex clubs to do outreach for our government. And we've got a guy at Health and Human Services who's supposed to be guiding us on health in this country who's a chick. Just kidding, a dude dressed up as a chick. What could possibly go wrong? Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. Without them, this show wouldn't be possible. And if you have not looked at gold and silver as a way to protect your hard-earned dollars against what's happening on Wall Street with inflation, it's time for you to call them and get the free investor's guide. Why? Because so many around the world are now using gold and silver, and historically they have for decades, as a protection, a hedge against inflation, which is exactly what we're dealing with right now. If you're terrified to look at your retirement account, your 401k statement because of what's happening on Wall Street, that's all the more reason why you should call and get the investor's guide in gold and silver. Protect your hard-earned money and diversify. Call them and get the free investor's guide from Legacy Precious Metals. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 or online at legacypminvestments.com. I talk a lot about how traditional values are under attack in this country. But what you need to understand is it's not just this country, it's around the world. We live in a global world now with social media, the driver worldwide now of certain causes. An example of this is the transgender movement and the demands. It's not just in America for teachers to submit to the radical left and call people by their preferred pronouns, which is total insanity. But it's not just here. It's happening in Canada. It's happening in the UK. And you have to understand that we're now all interconnected. And what we're witnessing around the world is the same types of things that happen in this country are happening other places because they are organized. I'm referring to the radical left. If you don't believe this theory, look at global warming. Look at what we have every year. We have all the countries in the world that are prominent, show up, come together, and agree to these global warming one world ordered standards, right? And that's what a one world order really is. We have countries that agree to the most ridiculous things, even if it's a nightmare, right? A man, for example, trying to drive his EV through Montana, plugs in for 10 hours and only gets 20% charge, telling his nightmare of this story. You look at California, where they demand that you buy an electric vehicle, but now they're demanding that you not charge them during the middle of the day, during peak hours, while also demanding and doing it, passing a bill that says that gas cars will be banned in California altogether. Same thing that's happening in Europe and other parts of the world. So it's a one world order idea. And the left is very smart. You have outrage on an issue all over the world at the same time. Let me give you an example. Recently in this country, you had a teacher that was put on leave because the teacher refused to talk about a child by the preferred pronouns. Luckily, he fought back and won. But the damage was done, right? The teachers were put on notice. Do you want to risk your career over this or do you want to submit? Because if you do, we're going to make sure everybody knows your name and you're going to be called a bigot and a racist and a homophobe and all the whole list. And that's what they do now. They turn you into the worst person in the world. It's not just here. Yesterday, a Christian teacher was thrown in jail. And he said this morning in the court, quote, "I am here today because I said I would not call a boy a girl." This Irish secondary school teacher was imprisoned, in prison, folks, arrested and put in prison yesterday for refusing to obey a court order that went against his Christian beliefs. Irish broadcasting company RTE reported that the secondary school teacher, Mr. Burke, was sent to prison after the judge, Michael Quinn, determined he was guilty of contempt of court. Wilson's Hospital School in Ireland placed Burke on paid leave, paid administrative leave, after he refused to refer to a male student with the pronoun they. That's what you can't do now, folks. You'll go to jail. At the school's request, an injunction was issued barring Mr. Burke from attempting to teach or being present on school property until the disciplinary process has been completed. In other words, you're done. The judge defined the injunction, according to police, defied the injunction, according to police, and he was found sitting in an empty classroom at the school last week. Ho-ho. Well, now we really get to come down on you, right? The judge issued an order to arrest Mr. Burke after determining that he had defied the order to stay away from the school. The teacher was arrested and taken to court, and he told the judge he could not, in good conscience, comply with the injunction, saying, quote, I am a teacher and I don't want to go to prison. I want to be in my classroom today. That's where I was this morning when I was arrested. He said it was insanity for him to be sent to jail for upholding his biblical beliefs. The teacher said, transgenderism is against my Christian beliefs. It is contrary to the scriptures, contrary to the ethos of the Church of Ireland, and of my school. He told the court, if he were to comply with the injunction and stay away from the school, he would be admitting to some sort of wrongdoing when he refused to refer to a male student as they. Mr. Burke said his conscience would not allow him to do so, saying, quote, I love my school. Actions, not words. Oddly enough, is his motto, he says, and the school's motto, too. But I'm here today because I said I would not call a boy a girl, he told the court. What do you think about that? It's a teacher that's a great teacher, teacher that loves a school, and he said, I am here today because I said, this is under arrest, in handcuffs, I would not call a boy a girl. School initially notified Burke of his leave on August the 24th, but he continued to come to work as normal. Eventually, they decided the school had to seek an injunction in order to keep him out of the classroom. No one said he wasn't a good teacher. Burke, meanwhile, said he only continued to show up at school because he wanted to keep teaching his students. He did not want to go to prison, but he said he could not comply with an order. He said he felt the order he felt was issued unjustly. Now, I tell you about this case because it is a very clear reminder of what can happen when religious freedoms are taken away. And this is what they're doing all over the world. It's not just in America. He followed his Christian beliefs when he refused to use the word they, a they pronoun for a male. And now they've made him a criminal, putting him in jail indefinitely. As Burke said, quote, quietly complying with the school's decision to put him on leave would in many ways be akin to admitting the school had a reason to do so. Instead, he tried to keep doing his job without being disruptive. And if you think, oh, well, that's happening there, you're wrong. Americans should be safe from such treatment because of the religious freedoms we are granted in the Constitution. We are guaranteed, I should say, in the Constitution. But they're harassing teachers every day in this country.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from my, from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
If you don't believe me, the evidence, all you have to do is look as far back as the Loudoun County Public School System in Virginia, which placed a teacher, Tanner Cross, on administrative leave last year after he refused to use pronouns that were contrary to a student's sex. Now, this case had to go all the way to the Virginia Supreme Court. That's what it took for this teacher to get back the ability to teach. The Virginia Supreme Court ruled that that teacher, Tanner Cross, should be reinstated because the school violated his free speech. But never forget, the left is having their way more often than not. They wanted to make sure Tanner Cross never would be allowed to return to teaching. Now, Loudoun County, by the way, isn't just famous for this case. Loudoun County's famous for a lot of other cases. In fact, they're the same school system that would protect you if you sexually assaulted someone, but they would throw you in jail for not wearing a mask. Let me remind you of the mandates they put out there. This from February of this year.
Of authority. Well, exactly. That really is what it's about. After more than 2 years of COVID restrictions, there's not a huge amount of scientific debate over masks on children. Masks don't appear to work. They don't appear to protect children. We do know they hurt children profoundly. So at this point, the only debate left, as the judge pointed out, is not a debate over science. It's a debate about power. And here are the parameters. Who's in charge of your children? Is it you, the parent, or is it the teachers' unions? Who runs your country? Is it you, the voters, or is it unelected bureaucrats? Are they really in charge? So to be clear, this isn't really about masks. Those are the questions we're debating at this point. Janet Davidson has already made up her mind about these questions. Davidson is an assistant principal at an elementary school in Loudoun County, Virginia. Listen here as she threatens to have children arrested if they dare to show up to class without a mask.
Until you arrive, your children will be held in an in-school restriction situation here at school. It is important that I point out to you, it's stated in the letter that you'll receive, but it's important that I point out to you that they are not allowed on campus or on Loudoun County Public School property. Starting tomorrow, it will be considered trespassing. So it's important that I make that statement to you. But we'll look forward to hearing from you via phone so you can let us know when you'll be able to pick them up.
You notice there you have a principal of a school who is telling the school, that's telling everybody in the school district, hey, if your kid shows up without a mask, they're going to be arrested. It's in America, right? Your child will be treated like a criminal if they do not comply with our demands. You as a teacher, if you refuse to call a dude a chick and a chick a dude and use their preferred pronouns, we'll get you arrested as well and suspend you and make sure that you lose your job. Because why not?
So you have to ask, how could someone like that wind up running an elementary school? Wouldn't that be the last person you'd want to hand your kids over to every morning? Well, sure. And to be clear, trespassing, the crime that she cites, is in Virginia a class one misdemeanor. If you trespass, you can get a year in prison and a $2,500 fine. And that's exactly what she is threatening kids with if they show up without masks at school. So in Loudoun County, you can sexually assault someone in a bathroom and the school will cover for you. But if you show up without a mask, you face a year in jail. And it's not just Virginia, by the way. This is happening all over the country. According to a service that tracks mask policies in school districts across America, more than 60% of the 500 districts it monitors still require masks. In West Islip, New York, for example, the Aquanock Elementary School sent letters to parents recently explaining their children will be considered truant if they dare to show up to school without a mask. Now, in the state of New York, the parents of truant students can receive fines and prison terms. This show obtained a letter from Aquanock, the elementary school, to the parents of a very young child enrolled there. Quote, "For the last week, your child has arrived at school but refused to wear a mask and therefore has not been permitted to attend class or participate in other school activities." So reads the letter. "Your child will no longer be able to attend school unless they wear a mask." Note the bad grammar. "If your child does not return to school, they will be considered truant." Oh, so the child is punished either way.
This is what happens if you don't submit to the rules. They will ruin your kid's transcript. They will have your kid arrested. And if you don't do what we say on transgenderism, we'll make it where you can't teach anymore. Right? That's what we'll do. We will make it where you can't teach. This is how we roll. Now, the only way to beat these people, the only way is to fight back. Youngkin was actually elected in Virginia, the governor there, because of this issue. It was the perfect storm. You have a more liberal state. You see these extreme overreach. You see the covering up by Loudoun County schools of a sexual assault, moving a kid around who sexually assaults someone else. And you see them threatening to put children in jail and charge them with a felony and then say they're going to be late for class if they don't have their masks on the right way. And that will ruin their transcripts and their chances at higher education. And then Virginia parents decided to start standing up against this indoctrination, and the federal government then labeled them domestic terrorists. Remember, our DOJ, the FBI, labeled parents that showed up at school board meetings as domestic terrorists because they stood up against this extreme indoctrination. And education out of nowhere emerged as the top issue in that governor's race in Virginia. And Youngkin said to the people in Virginia, "I will stand up for you. I will be the one that stands up for you if you vote for me."
New day in Virginia.
The county of Loudoun County, has become a central point in this campaign. Serious allegation of a rape in a bathroom of a young woman. Confirmed investigation. Again, nothing's proven yet, but a confirmed investigation by law enforcement. But then the student was apparently transferred to another school. Now there's another allegation of another assault. And my question is, pending the results of that investigation, why was that student still allowed in any school, and how did the superintendent say that he knew nothing about it when the police knew all about it?
Yeah, this is something that I called for last night, an investigation of the Loudoun County School Board. The FBI should leave Virginia's parents alone and focus on what's happening in Loudoun County schools. I mean, we absolutely had a perpetrator, an offender who was being investigated and prosecuted for sexual assault, and they tried to hide him in another school, and he did it again. I mean, the school board, and oh, by the way, the school administrators are guilty of gross negligence, and they should be held accountable. People should be fired. People should lose their jobs or resign. And that's why I called for a full investigation. And oh, by the way, if Virginia's current attorney general, Mark Herring, who's out campaigning a divisive campaign, isn't willing to do it, just wait until January 15th when we show up. And Jason Meares, who will be our next attorney general, and I and Winsome Sears, we're going to have a full investigation. We're going to find out what happened. Virginia parents deserve this. Our schools aren't safe. Our schools are teaching our kids what to think as opposed to how to think. We're going to go to work on day one and reestablish excellence in schools, but on top of that, safety.
On top of that, safety. My point is this. The only way we beat these people is by winning elections, and the only way we beat these people is by refusing to back down. That is the only way that we beat them, period. I'll say it again. Please take this info and share it with everybody you know. Write us a 5-star review on our podcast so we can reach more people, please. Make sure you hit that auto subscribe or auto download button as well so you get the show for free every single day. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.